You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming is here to look at the forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Let's start right here in the Corn Belt. It's been hot the last couple of days. I suppose that's made the corn really pop out of the ground. And we've had some rainfall muster its way across the Midwest, too.
Yeah, and what we're going to see is a continuation of what we've had, occasional chances of some rain, and temperatures that are going to have moments of being warm like they've been. More often than not over the next week, though, we're still looking at temperatures in many areas that are going to be holding close to average. There might even be slightly below normal average temperatures in some areas. The core of the hottest temperatures will be out further west, across the Dakotas, across Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma. Those are the areas that are likely going to be able to rack up a bit more in the way of growing degree days as compared to the Corn Belt.
I made note as I read the forecast earlier in this half hour that the winds turn from the southwest out of the north, northwest, I think, and that portends those cooler temperatures. It should feel actually pretty good right here at home, I would think.
Well, it will be. I mean, it'll be comfortable. In fact, in terms of growing conditions, temperatures that are going to be not far from average and occasional periods of rain chances, bodes well. Question is that we still are playing catch-up with our heat unit and growing degree day accumulation in many areas. And while this weather will be favorable for growing, we're not going to be gaining a lot of ground from that regard.
The wheat crop is wrapping up, but as you look around the United States, are there growing areas you have concerns about at this time at all?
Well, yeah, we're still the southern plains and those southern wheat areas still the biggest concern. Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, those areas, while the prospects for rain for those folks look a lot better as we get into late next week and beyond, at least in the short term, it's still going to be a bit of a struggle.
In the southern hemisphere, Australia in particular, they were suffering some dry weather as they tried to put a crop in the ground for the coming year. Have they had any relief?
A little, and only in the southern areas, but the prospects for good precipitation in Australia, not really good. The eastern, southern growing areas do have some precipitation chances. The rest of the country, though, pretty dry.
Let's go northward from there to the growing regions in China, India, Ukraine, parts of Europe.
Well, let's go with Europe first. And as we look there, it looks a little drier. In fact, while many areas of Europe won't be excessively hot, the trend forecast-wise is for the Ukraine to have the best chances of rain. Western and Central Europe is going to be a little bit on the dry side. Going into China, they're looking at a weather pattern not unlike what we're going to see here in the Midwest. They're going to be a little bit drier, but there are some chances for rain, and temperatures are going to be holding close to normal.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Don Day with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Visit us online at willag.org if you get the chance. I'm Todd Gleason.